But this morning we're going to be looking at the Beatitudes. And many times people say to each other, the Lord bless you. And what does it mean when someone says, God bless you? Well, as we heard this morning with the baby dedication, a blessing is an act of invoking divine protection or aid. And so what we're asking is for God to keep those people, for God to prosper those people, for God to give favor to those people and well-being to those people. But as Christians, we can be blessed of God, but mostly it depends on us. It's all very well to say God bless you and hope that God does something miraculous in their lives. But did you know that we can have the blessings of God? And mostly the blessings of God is our response to Jesus and His Word. And so how can we be blessed by God? And so this morning I want to look at the Beatitudes, which shows us how to be blessed by God. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. And we'll read through it first and then we'll go through it verse by verse. Matthew chapter 5 and from verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Well, Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven, and this is not a geographical location, but it's another way of saying the rule of God. When we pray, let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done, we are praying for the rule of God. In other words, let God's rule come. And when God made everything, it was all good. And everything that God made did what God told it to do. Everything did according to God's plan and purpose and will, except for one part in the creation of God. And that part says, I won't do your will, I'll do my own will, and that is man. Man likes to do his own thing because man thinks that he's self-sufficient. And when it's the rule of God, everything is good, everything works well until rebellion comes in. And rebellion says, let me do my will, not your will. And this is the basic principle of the world. The world says, we will do our thing, we don't need to do it according to God's plan. And this presents two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this age or the world. And the subject today is the kingdom of God. In other words, who makes up this kingdom, who is in the kingdom of God, and who is blessed by the Lord. Because to be blessed by God, you have to be in the kingdom of God. And this kingdom of God has two aspects. Jesus is coming back. And the kingdom of God is inevitable. Everything will be restored back to the way that God made it and the way that it was supposed to be. All rebellion will eventually be cast into the fire And ultimately, the kingdom of God will be restored and made good again. And in the kingdom of God, the blind will see, the deaf will hear. There will be no more crime, no more tears, no more death, no more sorrow. But in a sense, the kingdom of God is here today for us, right now, to enter into. And Jesus is saying that you can have the kingdom of God now, and it's in your heart. Ultimately, it's coming to all. But right now, you can have it in your heart. We can experience the kingdom of God, and we can experience the blessings of God in our life. You can have it right now. You can be brought back into a proper relationship with God. You see, the kingdom of God has come to us. His light has shone in our hearts, and we have a different master because Jesus is our Lord. And when you belong to Jesus, you're no longer in the world system. You've been translated into the kingdom of light and into the kingdom of God. Those that were slaves, the Bible says, are free. Whoever was blind is able to see in the kingdom of God, because this is the principle of the kingdom of God. And so the kingdom of God will come as far as people will submit unto the Lord. If you are having a bad time in your marriage, it can be restored again through the kingdom of God. Love can come back again into your life. Rebellion can be turned around in your heart. If you strengthen yourselves in Christ and pray and do according to His will and not your will. In other words, we need to submit to God and to His word. We need to say, let your kingdom come, O Lord. Let your will be done in our lives. And if you want the blessings of God in your life, then we need to respond to God and to submit to Him according to His word that He has given to us. You see, that's the whole issue about the Beatitudes, responding to God. Who's blessed? What types of people are blessed in the kingdom of God? Because the blessings of God depend on our relationship that we have with the word of God and with Christ. The Ten Commandments, the Bible tells us, were written on stone, and you could not keep them because they were not written on your heart. But Jesus comes in the New Testament and He writes His law in our heart and He changes us. You see, in the kingdom of God, God gives you a new heart. He changes the man. And the Beatitudes teach a process in your heart. And God wants to show us how we can be blessed through this process. And blessed in the Greek is translated as being fully satisfied. So how can we be fully satisfied in our Christian lives? In classical Greek, the word blessed referred to a state of blessedness in the life after. In the New Testament, the term is used for the joy that comes from salvation. In other words, we're blessed when we're saved because we receive joy from the Lord in our salvation.